Blog Talk Radio.
By the one, the only Maduro Twine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights, 4991 South Alma School. Get down there, let them know that PLR sent you. Get 10% off your cigar purchase. Also become a club member. Get a lock of the bags up to a humidor. Never worry about your sticks going bad. Get down there and watch these NBA finals as well. Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco now serving beer and wine. So make sure you get down there and check them out. Like I said, 10% off of your cigar purchase. Just let them know PLR sent you. There are a couple restrictions, but get down there and make sure that you have your stick in your hand when these games start. So what's on the docket for today's show? Clay is questionable. Durant is out. Briefly touched on Joshua Ruiz. They're going to have a rematch. And then all of the mandatory training camp stuff is coming out. Everyone's playing nice in the sand for the most part. Everything is good in Jets land, so they say. Duke Johnson wants out of Cleveland. Actually, don't blame him on that one. But all this stuff is going on right here, right now. Anything you want to talk about, wide open today. Call in number on the Kerry Lackey Law Line, 917-889-7828, 917-889. 7828. Do have a call on hold. Thank you for your patience. You're on the Cave Show with the LR.
Hey, Paul. It's Lou once again. Good afternoon.
Lou, what up, buddy? How are you today?
I'm telling you right now, though, this Warriors team was looking a little bit depleted now. Now you got another one out.
We knew Looney was out, and we knew Durant was going to be out, but Clay is game time.
Mm-hmm.
Clay's game time. It hasn't been decided yet.
So, you know, but do you think he is going to play, though? I mean, I know it's a game time decision, but odds are, do you think he is going to play?
If I were a betting man, I would say he's going to go out there and see what he can do.
Hmm.
Even if he doesn't play, Lou, we're forgetting on the other side of the ledger, Kawhi isn't the same either. There's something going on with his ability to lift, because even if you just look at his shooting percentage, he went from 56 to 54 to 44 to now he's around 38-39%. So he's banged up himself. And listen, I know Toronto's going to win one more game. I don't know if it's tonight. I don't know if it's game five. I don't know if it's game four. They're going to win one more game. One more game. The series is going six. The difference is, okay, let's say Klay doesn't play. You're losing a really good defender, and you're losing a really good big offensive threat. What does that mean? That means Steph shoots more. That means Boogie shoots more. That means Draymond triggers a fast break. It means guys, role players play better at home. And we see how the role players played on a roll. That means McKinney and Cook and Iguodala, who's going to be playing. Yeah, listen, and how they beat this team. Look, I know I sound like a broken record. I'm not worried about what the Warriors are going to do.
Well, I think we all have our, difference of opinion. I still say, you know, with all the injuries now piling up, I think it might take its toll in the end.
It might, but you had Siakam who had a great game, one. Siakam didn't have a great game, two, and he was primarily guarded by Draymond. I'm playing. You had Mark Gasol who had a great game, one. He was primarily guarded by Boogie Cousins. He's playing. You had Kyle Lowry committing bad fouls in both games, and he's guarding Steph. Steph's playing. Iggy is primarily guarded by Kawhi is primarily guarded by Iggy. Listen, I know you're going to miss Clay. I'm not crazy. Missing Clay and missing KD, that's huge. But
yeah,
at the same time, what have the see, everyone is focusing on what Golden State doesn't have, but what have the others for the Raptors shown you to believe that they can go on the road in a championship series? What did they show you at home in Game 2 that leads me to believe it's going to be better on the road in Game 3? Like, all of a sudden, Siakam is going to do better against Draymond. All of a sudden, Marc Gasol is going to do better. All of a sudden, Kyle Lowry is going to stop committing dumb fouls. Until I see it, I don't believe it. What I have seen with my eyes is Quinn Cook hitting 3 3-pointers in a row. What I have seen with my own eyes is McKinney coming in. Looney is out. What I have seen is probably, I think Bell is active for this game. So they still are going to run out three centers. I got to see it. My eyes have to see this happen before anything else takes place. I'm not worried.
Okay, but I still have my doubts, though. You know, when they this is the finals now, and you know, in the finals, you got to get every player healthy as you can possibly get, because one out of the lineup could really change it.
I'm not doubting that. See, here's the thing. I'm not doubting that. I'm not doubting that they're better with Clay. I'm not doubting that they're better with KD. I'm not doubting they're better with Looney. I'm not doubting any of that. What I'm saying is I'm putting my confidence in the best coach in the NBA to put everyone in a position to be successful.
All right.
That's what I'm putting my money on. Like I said, I'm not doubting all that other stuff. Lou, you are right. You are 100% correct. Every time a star goes down, that hurts. If Steph went down, I would change my tune. 100% change my tune. If for whatever reason Steph Curry wasn't playing, you would hear me singing a whole different song. But Steph Curry is playing. Steph Curry is the straw that stirs this entire drink. And as long as he's healthy and playing, and as long as Steve Kerr is coaching, and as long as the heart of the team, Draymond, is playing, I'm not as worried. Possibly, I guess you could say I'm not as worried as I should be. And I should be more worried. But I have complete confidence in this team. Like I said, Jordan Bell didn't even play. And he has size. And just to give you kind of a heads up here on what their others do. See, the difference with Golden State is, you know Draymond's going to get over 40 minutes. You know Curry's going to get over 40 minutes. You know DeMarcus Cousins is going to give you about 25, 28. And you know Iguodala is going to give you 25, 28. They only need 6 to 10 for Jarepko, 6 to 10 for McKinney, 6 to 10 from Bogut, 6 to 10 from Livingston, 6 to 10 from Quinn Cook to make out that difference. Whereas on the other side, Siakam has to play over 40 minutes. Kawhi has to play over 40 minutes. Gasol has to play over 30, 35 minutes. Lowry has to try not to foul out and play over 30, 35 minutes. Van Fleet has to give you close to 30 minutes. Their rotation is only really 6 deep. If you throw in Powell and Ibaka to spell you or maybe Green to spell you, they're only going 6, 7 deep. Golden State, even with the injuries, they're going to hit you about 9, 10 deep. I don't see it. Like I said, I could be wrong. Look, I'm wrong every day of my life. But about this, I'm just not worried.
All right.
Baseball. The Yankees finally lost back-to-back games for the first time in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Louis' team is 100% balling right now.
Yeah, I told
and
you.
You told me what now?
I told you this team was going to come alive.
They don't even have everybody back yet.
Yeah, I know. Just wait till they do.
Between them, Minnesota, who's surprising everybody, Houston surprising everybody, and the Dodgers, who just seem like they can't lose right now, those are truly the classes of Major League Baseball. And as well as your Yankees are playing, would you believe Minnesota and Houston and the Dodgers all have a plus 105 run or more differential for the season?
Mm-hmm.
That's just crazy.
It is.
That is just crazy. And Boston, I know this is going to be great for your ears.
Yeah.
Even though Boston's been good in the last 10, do you think, in all honesty, Tampa Bay is going to hold them off for that wild card spot?
No. I think Boston's going to take the wild card spot. Anyway, Tampa Bay is going to choke, and Boston's going to get in. They're going to get hot, I'm afraid so.
Yeah. I'm
much
like
to believe it.
Yeah, I'm with you. And that's a team that I did not want. And you know what makes it worse? That means that they're going to play someone early, and I would not want to be the division winner that has to play the Boston Red Sox
mm-hmm.
in the playoffs right off the bat. But then, you know what? In the American League, with the Red Sox, the Yankees, and Houston, there's just no tough out. I mean, there's no easy road to the World Series from the American League.
No.
You know, and then in the National League, the Dodgers are just a class of the National League. I mean, there's no getting around it. They're just flat out the class of the National League.
Absolutely.
But who wins the next hockey game, Lou?
Can you flip a coin? This is going to be tough, just like I thought it was. But I think maybe the Blues have an edge here because Chara, you know, had his jaw broken in Monday night's game. So we don't even know he's going to play in tomorrow's game. So I think the advantage here might go to the Blues.
That's crazy, huh?
Some people think the same way about me. But that's another story.
You're funny.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, it could be an advantage. You know, Game 5 was a very critical game when you think about it. Because the winning team is one win away, and they can take it, and they can take it out. Though
yeah,
I have seen teams choke
pivotal.
Like that before.
Yeah, Game 5s are always pivotal.
Mm-hmm.
Always pivotal.
But just thankfully we're having the Game 6 on Sunday night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, and thankfully that they're not going to be colliding with the NBA players, which is going to be that game on Monday night. So thankfully, there's no collision course. Ugh.
No, and that's smart on both leagues because you don't want to compete.
They did it back in 2013.
Yeah, and Bettman, I think that's smart.
Stupid.
You don't want to compete with them. Yeah, you don't want to compete.
I was like, what the hell are you doing? You're putting on both finals the same night?
Well, you don't lose your hardcore fan. What you lose is your casual fan. And unfortunately for hockey, their playoff ratings compared to the NBA playoff ratings aren't even in the same stratosphere. Yeah, so the last thing you want to do is have any casual eye taken away.
That's exactly my point. I mean, because, like, you know, the odds are 3-1 that they're going to watch the NBA over the NHL.
Yeah.
You know, a 3-1 margin at least.
Yep.
So I'm glad we avoided that mess again. But we got a whole great weekend because we got, you know, we got the Belmont this weekend too. Now, that doesn't really matter much since there's no Triple Crown. The Women's World Cup starts on Friday. NBA playoff game four on Friday.
Yes.
And the Stanley Cup Final game six on Sunday.
And the French Open Championship on Saturday.
Oui, oui.
So, I don't know if you heard me at the beginning of the show, but we have a regular show tomorrow, and then we're best of until the following. We're best of Friday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Ooh, you got to do some time off, huh?
Yeah, time that vacation time of the year.
Already? Oh. Yeah,
yep.
I won't take mine until either late June or early July.
Yeah, no, we'll be back by then. And July is always busy because it's summer league and everything else, so I'm out of town covering that as well. So a lot of stuff going on.
All right. All right, well, I'll call in tomorrow. And, of course, Friday we're going to get ready for the first soccer game anyway. So, so we'll just we'll talk tomorrow.
All right, my friend. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, Paul.
Good friend of the program, Lou. Always good to catch up with him. Real quick, a couple things I want to hit on before we jump up out of here. Like I said, I apologize in advance for the abbreviated show today. But a couple things I definitely want to touch on. And really didn't get a chance to speak a lot about it yesterday. The rematch between Ruiz and Joshua. Listen, I am looking forward to this rematch. I think Ruiz is taking too much flack for his body type, poking fun, whatever. I get that. This guy is a really good amateur boxer. And a lot of times when you think of guys are going to, you know, take a fight that someone else can take, didn't take, got injured, whatever. Ruiz was not the guy that you wanted to come in and do that. This guy was a hell of an amateur. He's a hell of a fighter. And he may not have the body of Joshua, but he had a punch. And it's obvious that he had a punch. So this isn't just a foregone conclusion that, oh, we have this rematch and that's a wrap. No. No. So I can't wait till the date is set for this fight. This is one I definitely will make sure that I'm watching. Other news and notes, men's college basketball three-point line is being moved to the international distance of 22 feet, 1 3/4 inches. They'll go into effect next season for Division I. But for Division II and III, it's going to wait to 2021. I know I said it right, but the way it came out didn't sound right. 20/21 season for Division II and III. And I think this is a great thing because it will get shooters, three-point shooting in college basketball. It will make you more ready for the NBA because that line is a little bit deeper. And it will give a true number for your shot. It will prepare you a little bit better for the next level of basketball if that's what you are pursuing and if you have the talent to do. So, good move all the way around on that one. I hope they go back to resetting the shot clock, too, like the NBA did. 24 goes down to 14. When you retain possession, I wish in college it would go 30 to 20, so it wouldn't go all the way back up to 30%. So, tonight is the night, game three. I love how we could throw the word pivotal on all of them. But game three tonight, I've belated this enough. And like I said, I'm going to keep saying it until you beat the Warriors in 4-7 or 4-2 weeks, I'm not going to believe it's going to happen. And I hope Kevin Durant stays. I hope Boogie Cousins stays. I hope they all stay, and I hope they come back. No, I'm not a Warriors fan. I'm a Bulls fan, 100%. We know this. I absolutely love the Suns as well. But you don't get to see greatness that much. And this is greatness. I'm not a Patriots fan. I'm glad the Patriots are there every year. I'm glad that they have shown people that the only way to beat them is to put a stake in their heart. That's why I loved Philly playing them. Philly goes for it on fourth down. They made trick plays that made sense. They put a stake in their heart. You have to beat a champ with a stake in their heart. I love it. Absolutely love it. But I got Golden State tonight. I think Klay's going to play. I think he's going to give it a go. I think if he feels anything, he's coming right out of the game. But we shall find out. There's all these stories floating about now Kyrie. So a lot of it, Stephen A. Smith, Kyrie's going to Brooklyn, or he's heard chatters about that. Here's what I think is funny. All these little tidbits, all these drops, I wonder sometimes what the players think about all this when they hear this. I mean, if they're the ones who put the rumors out there, then are they putting it out there for truth, or are they putting it out there just for fun? But I got into a conversation with someone a little while earlier today. We could speculate about the Durant, who I think is a nut if he goes to New York, to be honest with you. Kyrie, Anthony Davis, all these guys. But I heard someone say a long time ago, players want to win, but they want to win on their own terms. Because if you're a really good player right now, Denver's the place you want to go. If you're a vet that can play, that's the place you want to go. They got a built-in star. They got an up-and-coming point guard in Gary Harris. They have a player in Michael Porter Jr. that hasn't even touched the court yet. They're a really good team to play for. Really good team to play for. And I think it's almost disingenuous when people say, well, if so-and-so wants to prove it, he'll go play for the Knicks. Why? If you're 24 years old, 25 years old, go play for the Knicks. You have time to build something. If you're 30, 31, 32 years old, you don't have 4 years to build something. What if the Knicks has shown you in the last 20 years that says, if we get a superstar, we can put some pieces around him to make it work? I think Kate would be nuts to go to the Knicks. I think Anthony Davis would be nuts to want to go to the Knicks. I think Kyrie Irving would be nuts to want to go to the Knicks. Organizations that have proved that they can put players in great positions, Golden State, San Antonio, Boston are the top three. Hell, why not go to Miami? Pat Riley has proven he can put guys, stars, in good positions and get people around them. I wouldn't touch the Knicks, man. And I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't touch the Clippers, and I wouldn't touch the Nets. It has nothing to do with the Clippers and the Nets, because the Clippers have one of the top five coaches in the NBA and a great owner. The Nets are building something. Young coach, doing a good job. But why do you want to play for the second team in a city? If you're a superstar, if you get drafted and you become a star and you're there, fine. But as a superstar, why do you want to go play for the second team? And I'm a fan of a second team. I'm a Chicago White Sox fan all day, every day. But if I had no affiliation to them, and I had no affiliation to the Cubs, and I was a free agent, and I was really good, and I could choose between either of the teams, and both teams were courting me, and truth be told, why would you not go play for the Cubs? under their new general manager, they've proven that they're going to put a winner on the field every single year, and the White Sox have it. And now I'm not talking about 108 years of management mismanagement, because if this was 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7 under Ozzie Guillen, maybe I would be flipped with that. But there's more prestige in certain teams than other teams. And being a Nick, no matter how much they suck and how long they suck and how dysfunctional they've been, there's still more prestige being a Nick than a Net. No matter what the Clippers are doing right, there's still more prestige being a Laker, not a Clipper. And you can say what you want, but those are facts. There's more prestige in being a Dodger than an Angel. So, it is what it is. Social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Sports Cave, Caves with a K, SportsCave.com with a K, and you can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Twitter. Until tomorrow, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is the Cave Show. This is PLR. Everyone have a great rest of your day. See you Friday evening.